This is a Kim Monson news briefing. Foreign Student Work Program, OPT, faces federal fraud investigation. Federal investigators say a probe of optional practical training found phantom employees, suspicious work sites, and cross-border money movement. Epoch Times reporter Nathan Wooster told The Kim Monson Show, the findings are early-stage allegations that still need confirmation. Washington federal immigration investigators allege that a foreign student work program tied to American student visas is riddled with phantom employees, suspicious work sites, and cross-border financial transactions, according to reporting by the Epoch Times senior reporter Nathan Wooster, who detailed the case on The Kim Monson Show. The program is Optional Practical Training, or OPT. Trump administration officials on May 12 revealed findings from a nationwide investigation by Homeland Security Investigations, the principal investigative arm of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The agency outlined allegations of suspicious work sites, phantom employees, financial inconsistencies, and evidence of transnational fraud. The allegations marked the start of an investigation rather than proven findings. Wooster stressed that point on the air. These are allegations based upon what sounds like the start of an investigation with OPT employers in Texas, North Carolina, Florida, New Jersey, various other states, including 18 site visits in Texas, he said on The Kim Monson Show. He added that on the question of transnational fraud, we need more details to be able to establish that definitively. OPT lets foreign nationals on F-1 student visas work in the United States for up to 12 months after completing a degree, with an additional 24-month extension for graduates in science, technology, engineering, and math fields, according to U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. Participants frequently move on to the H-1B work visa. As of 2024, the program had grown to more than 400,000 participants, the Epoch Times reported. Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons told reporters that investigators have identified over 10,000 foreign students who claim to be working for highly suspect employers. Lyons qualified that figure, saying the more than 10,000 students were just among the top 25 OPT employers, indicating the count is a subset rather than a program-wide total. Lyons described visits to listed OPT employers in Texas, North Carolina, Florida, New Jersey, Virginia, Illinois, Georgia, and New York. We've discovered empty buildings and locked doors at addresses where hundreds of students are allegedly employed, he said. We have seen suspicious financial transactions moving cash across multiple countries. He said investigators identified alleged phantom employees, foreign students who obtained work authorization through OPT, but never showed up at the sites they claimed. John Condon, HSI's acting associate director, said his team recently visited 18 OPT work sites in Texas. One employer we visited claimed to employ only 3 students through OPT, while our records show over 500 foreign students claiming to work there, he said. Condon said investigators found questionable financial networks crossing multiple countries and involving numerous bank accounts and complex transactions, and he accused employer networks of violating program rules by outsourcing training to third parties. Wooster described the same discrepancy on the air. Somebody is apparently misrepresenting the facts is what it looks like, he said, because OPT is supposed to be a tightly regulated training program with workers actually present at the benefiting site. OPT traces back to 1947, when the federal government first allowed foreign students to engage in practical training, according to the Cato Institute. The government split OPT into pre- and post-completion authorization in 1991, and in 2008, the Department of Homeland Security under Secretary Michael Chertoff added a STEM extension, citing high-tech labor retention as an important economic interest. The extension was lengthened to 24 months in 2016. Wooster noted that the program took shape entirely within the executive branch. This was done entirely through the executive branch. This was done entirely through regulations rather than laws passed by the Congress, he said on The Kim Monson Show. That account is corroborated by the program's own legal basis. In a response to DHS Secretary Kristi Noem's commitment to reevaluate the program, released by Senator Eric Schmidt in February, Noem wrote that OPT and related training opportunities are provided for in DHS regulations at 8 CFR 214.25(1) and were established through regulation rather than direct statutory text. Noem said DHS is reevaluating whether the framework, including the scope and duration of practical training, appropriately serves U.S. labor market, tax, and national security interests. The political pressure for that review built over months. In a November 2025 letter to Noem, Senator Eric Schmidt, RMO, wrote that OPT was created and then expanded by unelected bureaucrats in the executive branch without the input or approval of Congress. Schmidt argues the program functions as a cheap labor pipeline for big business that suppresses wages and jobs for U.S. graduates, a characterization that reflects his advocacy position. Representative Paul Gosar, R. Ayres, who has introduced legislation to eliminate OPT, told the Epoch Times the findings should outrage every American citizen looking for a job. Worcester said the program's design gives employers a financial reason to hire its participants. It actually provides tax incentives for companies to hire non-Americans over Americans into entry-level positions, he said. Employers hiring OPT students avoid payroll taxes they would owe for U.S. workers and for many other visa holders. The Center for Immigration Studies, an immigration restrictionist research group, attributes the mechanism to a tax code exemption. By the group's account, foreign students on practical training and their employers are exempt from Social Security and Medicare taxes under the Federal Insurance Contributions Act, 26 U.S.C. 3121 B.W.T., as well as federal unemployment tax. The center cites the 2016 DHS STEM OPT rule, which acknowledged that an employer saves an amount equal to 6.2% of the student's salary up to the taxable wage base plus 145% of total salary, the contribution that would have gone to the Social Security and Medicare trust funds. The Center for Immigration Studies estimates the exemption costs more than $4 billion in lost federal revenue a year, an estimate the group derives from a 2015 methodology rather than government accounting. Worcester said that incentive helps explain the program's growth to more than 400,000 participants today. Supporters of OPT say it fills a genuine need. Worcester noted that Google and other large technology companies rely on the program and lobby to keep it. David J. Beer of the Cato Institute has argued that OPT is the main on-ramp for American companies to recruit and retain foreign talent in the United States, and that gutting it would harm U.S. workers by undermining the companies that would employ them. Beer and other defenders describe the program as a pipeline into the H-1B visa for skilled technical labor. Worcester placed the OPT case within a broader run of fraud findings. He cited Vice President J.D. Vance, who has said his anti-fraud task force shut down 780 fraudulent hospice centers, telling Fox News that operators haven't even heard a single thing from anybody. That's how bad the fraud is. Worcester framed misuse of public programs as a breach of the public trust. When they are citizens of a republic, the expectation is that it is run in their interest, he said. He added that even a single instance should be enough to arouse the ire of people who want government to work efficiently and fairly. Noem committed to reevaluating OPT in a response released in February. Because the program rests on regulation rather than statute, the administration can revise or end it through executive action. And now, Kim's perspective. This is government putting its finger on the scale, picking a group that gets a special deal while the rest of us pay full freight. When Washington exempts one set of employers from the payroll taxes everyone else owes, it is rigging the game against the everyday American who plays by the rules and still makes payroll every 2 weeks. We are all supposed to be in the same sandbox, treated equally under the law, with rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. A program that quietly grew to 400,000 people through regulation, with Congress never voting on it, is exactly how the social contract gets broken without anyone being asked. The allegations of fraud here still have to be proven, and they should be pursued all the way down. The deeper question is, why we ever built a system where the deck was stacked against our own workers in the first place? For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson News Briefing.